News and views.
World news.
Religious. The World Alliance of Reformed Churches and the Reformed Ecumenical Council have agreed to be merged into the World Communion of Reformed Churches. The union was approved by about 400 delegates gathered at Calvin College in Grand Rapids and represents about 80 million Christians from 108 countries in nearly 230 denominations. Associated Press, June 23, 2010.
Uzbekistan has continued short-term jailing of religious minorities, with three Protestant Christians from a registered church being given 15-day jail terms. Three other Protestants, arrested after a raid on the Tashkent church, were each fined 80 times the minimum monthly wage, and two other Protestants were fined 5 times the minimum monthly wage. Among other recent punishments for illegal religious literature, one Baptist has been fined 20 times the monthly minimum wage, and his religious literature, including the New Testament, was ordered to be destroyed. Forum 18 News Service, May 18, 2010.
Pope Benedict XVI, 83, begged for forgiveness from abuse victims for the sins of his priests. The Pope also promised that he would do everything possible to make sure that nothing like this would happen again in the future. This year has been a tough one for the Vatican, which has been criticized for the way it handled the hundreds of new cases of clerical abuse that surfaced. According to a poll taken 2 months ago in Germany, about a quarter of the country's Catholics are considering quitting the church, Reuters reported. Associated Press, June 11, 2010.
The Church of England is expected to pave the way for the consecration of women bishops when it publishes final proposals. The legislation, to be debated by the General Synod in July, will trigger a departure of some traditionalists to the Roman Catholic Church. The Times, May 3, 2010.
A new poll from USA Today, Gallup, found that 92% of Americans believe in a God, and 83% believe that he answers prayers. USA Today, May 2, 2010.
Lifeway Christian Resources surveyed 1,218 to 29-year-olds and found that almost three-quarters described themselves as more spiritual than religious. Even among the 65% who call themselves Christians, most of them say they rarely or never pray, go to worship services, or read the Bible. Tom Rayner, the president of Lifeway, describes them as mushy Christians or Christians in name only. Only about 15% of self-identified Christians reported regular prayer, study, or worship. USA Today, April 27, 2010.
Social. For the fourth year in a row, more than a third of colonies of honeybees in the United States have failed to survive the winter. The decline of the country's estimated 2.4 million beehives began in 2006 when a phenomenon dubbed colony collapse disorder, led to the disappearance of hundreds of thousands of colonies. Since then, more than 3 million colonies in the U.S. and billions of honeybees worldwide have died. The number of managed honeybee colonies in the U.S. fell by 33.8% last winter, according to the annual survey by the Apiary Inspectors of America and the U.S. government's Agricultural Research Service. The collapse in the global honeybee population is a major threat to crops. It is estimated that a third of everything we eat depends on the honeybee pollination. The Observer, May 2, 2010.
At least 39 people have been killed in northeastern Brazil in floods across the region. Another 1,000 are missing, according to authorities. The floodwaters destroyed more than 40,000 homes, streets, bridges, and rail lines in 22 towns. AFP, June 22, 2010.
India overtook China to top the world in road fatalities in 2006 and has continued to pull steadily ahead. Fatalities are skyrocketing, up 40% in 5 years to more than 118,000 in 2008. Poor road planning, inadequate law enforcement, a surge in trucks and cars, and a flood of untrained drivers have made India the world's road death capital. New York Times, June 7, 2010.
Today, more video is uploaded to YouTube in 60 days than all three United States television networks have created in 60 years. 24 hours of video are uploaded every minute. Time, May 31st, 2010.
20%. The amount of licensed drivers who would not pass a written driver's exam if administered today, according to GMAC Insurance, which conducts an annual driver's test to see if people remember the rules of the road. New Jersey drivers ranked lowest. Consumerist, May 31st, 2010.
New Zealand, Iceland, Japan, Austria, and Norway are the most peaceful places to live in the world, according to the Global Peace Index compiled by visionofhumanity.org. New Zealand gets top honors for the second year in a row, thanks to a low homicide rate, a tiny military budget, and a healthy respect for human rights. Iraq came in last in the ranking of 150 countries. TheWorld.org, June 8, 2010.
Researchers at the Pew Research Center report that nearly one out of seven new marriages in the United States is interracial or interethnic. This is the highest it has ever been, said Jeffrey Passell, a senior demographer for the Pew Research Center. Today's growing acceptance of interracial marriages is a contrast to the overwhelming attitudes 50 years ago that such marriage was wrong and even illegal. During most of U.S. history, interracial marriages have been banned or considered taboo, sociologists say. CNN.com, June 4, 2010.
The nation's minority population is steadily rising and now makes up 35% of the United States, advancing an unmistakable trend that could render them the new American majority by mid-century. New census estimates for 2009 show minorities added 2.5% or 107.2 million people, boosted by a surge in Hispanic births and more people who describe themselves as multiracial. During this time, the white population remained flat, making up roughly 199.9 million, or 65% of the country. In 2000, whites comprised 79% of the total population and minorities 21%. ABCNews.com, June 10, 2010.
New research published in the scientific journal Sleep found that abnormal sleeping patterns, sleeping consistently too little or too much, are tied to premature death. The study, conducted by a joint team from the University of Warwick and the Federico II University Medical School in Naples, determined that getting between 6 and 8 hours of sleep each night is optimal. Individuals who regularly sleep less than 6 hours each night are 12% more likely to experience premature death. The research team analyzed data from 16 different studies that covered more than 1.3 million people across Europe, the United States, and Asia. The Guardian, February 5, 2010.
Workers who put in 10 or more hours a day have a 60% greater risk of heart attack, angina, and death from cardiovascular disease than those with no overtime work. A study of more than 10,000 British civil servants found that those with the highest risk of heart disease claimed to work 11 to 12 hours per day. Bloomberg, May 11, 2010.
With temperatures well above 100 degrees across northern India for the past 2 months, hospitals have been packed with people suffering from heat stroke. Hundreds of people have been reported dead, but officials are unable to put together a countrywide estimate, acknowledging that most of the casualties have been in remote villages. Temperatures are expected to continue climbing in coming weeks, pushing 122 degrees Fahrenheit, even though this summer is already the hottest on record for northern India since records began over 100 years ago. The Guardian, May 31, 2010.
In a 9-0 ruling, the Supreme Court ruled that bosses are within their rights to read employee text messages if they have reason to believe that work rules are being broken. Los Angeles Times, June 17, 2010.
About 1,000 women die as a result of breast cancer every month, and in 2007, more than 45,000 women were diagnosed. Dr. Vincent Tui of the Cleveland Clinic in Ohio has developed a vaccine that he believes may be able to wipe out the disease completely. "We truly believe that a preventive breast cancer vaccine will do to breast cancer what the polio vaccine has done to polio," he said. If successful, researchers say that general practitioners would be able to offer the vaccine to women before they reach their mid-40s, the age at which the risk of breast cancer rises steeply. Daily Telegraph, May 31, 2010.
12 million, the number of people around the world who are victims of human trafficking, according to a new report released this afternoon by the State Department. Yahoo News, June 14, 2010.
Political. India has successfully test-fired an intermediate-range ballistic missile capable of carrying a nuclear payload of 1,000 kilograms. The Agni, literally fire in Hindi and Sanskrit, missile family, is believed to be the cornerstone of India's missile-based nuclear deterrent. The Agni II, a surface-to-surface missile, can travel up to 1,250 miles and is the country's most sophisticated weapon. BBC, May 17, 2010.
A 7-year-old boy was murdered by the Taliban in an apparent act of retribution. Afghan officials said that the child was accused of spying for the United States and NATO forces and hanged from a tree. The Times, June 11, 2010.
Belarus is expected to experience transit shortages and other problems as Russia's state-controlled natural gas monopoly, Gazprom, continues to cut supplies until the ex-Soviet neighbor makes good on an unpaid debt of nearly $200 million. Belarus officials refuse to pay, insisting that Russia owes their country $260 million in transit fees. Russia has cut gas supplies to both Belarus and Ukraine in the past over unpaid debt, causing many to suffer in the freezing winter temperatures. The Guardian, June 23, 2010.
Thousands of public sector employees took to the streets of Athens to protest austerity measures designed to help curb Greece's massive debt. Under the austerity plan, the Greek government would be forced to cut bonuses for public sector employees, increase taxes on gas, alcohol, and cigarettes by 10%, and implement salary freezes for civil servants. In exchange, the country would receive a $146 billion package over the next 10 years and try to escape defaulting on its debt. Bloomberg, May 4, 2010.
Iran announced that it has agreed to send the bulk of its nuclear material to Turkey in exchange for enriched uranium fuel. Despite the announcement, an Iranian foreign ministry official reiterated that Iran would continue enriching its own uranium to 20%, a move experts feared would put it closer to making nuclear weapons. It remains to be seen if this change in Iranian policy will ease international concerns over Iran's quest for nuclear weapons and United States-led efforts to impose sanctions on Tehran. The Media Line, May 17, 2010.
The world's developed countries have built extensive public health systems, promised citizens a paycheck for life, and erected a welter of protections around some industries and types of jobs. Now their leaders are conferring in Toronto over a singular dilemma: how to take some of it back without undermining the economies they are trying to sustain. Deep cuts are underway in Greece and Spain, have been proposed in Britain, and recommended for the United States to begin by 2011. Public retirement and health programs are singled out. Much of the projected increase in future public spending in developed countries is related to the aging of their populations. Washington Post, June 27, 2010.
1,000. The number of U.S. service members who have been killed fighting in the war in Afghanistan. The first United States service member to be killed in the conflict was on January 4, 2002. Associated Press, May 28, 2010.
Thousands of French workers took to the streets of Paris to fight a measure that would raise the age of retirement from 60, one of the lowest in Europe, to 61 or 62. President Sarkozy proposed the increase before the debt crisis hit, but with the rest of Europe tightening its belt, government officials say that the French welfare system is simply unable to provide for the growing number of retirees. The French age of retirement was reduced from 65 to 60 in 1984, and unions say that they won't give up the luxury without a fight. Associated Press, May 27, 2010.
Financial. The economic implications of the Gulf of Mexico oil spill disaster are potentially mammoth, but highly uncertain. The annual commercial seafood harvest in the Gulf is $661 million. Recreational fishing contributes $757 million and nearly 8,000 jobs, and tourism related to wildlife adds $517 million, according to the Hart Research Institute for the Gulf of Mexico Studies. It remained unclear Monday how much damage those industries will incur from the oil spill and how long that damage will last. The research group estimates that $1.6 billion in annual economic activity is tied to the wetlands directly exposed to the spill. Washington Post, May 4, 2010.
Bill Gates and Warren Buffett launched a campaign to get American billionaires to donate at least half of their wealth to charity. Forbes estimates that there are approximately 400 billionaires in the United States with a net worth of about $1.2 trillion. Buffett pledged to donate 99% of his fortune. So far, four couples have agreed to participate. Seattle Times, June 16, 2010.
More homeowners are simply refusing to pay their mortgages. With many lenders unwilling to renegotiate payments that were determined before the bubble popped, some homeowners argue that ignoring payments is their only option. Additionally, because free riders say that bad loans got them into trouble in the first place, many feel justified in cutting off banks. There are currently 1.7 million homes in foreclosure, and estimates suggest that more than 650,000 of those households have not made a payment in a year and a half. New York Times, June 1, 2010.
Apple's market capitalization blew past Microsoft's, making the firm the world's biggest tech company. Market capitalization is the total value of all the company's shares. With its $241.5 billion market cap, Apple is also the second biggest company on the Standard & Poor's, lagging only behind ExxonMobil. Wired, May 26, 2010.
Israel. Despite growing strains in Turkey's relationship with Israel, which reached a nadir, lowest point, following the deadly commando raid on a Gaza-bound flotilla, a delegation of more than 20 Turkish officers and soldiers landed in the Jewish state for a two-week visit, during which they will be trained to operate the Heron drone. Turkey has purchased 10 Heron drones for an estimated $190 million. Six of them have already been delivered. The drones are manufactured by the Israel Aerospace Industries and are used by the Turkish military to gather intelligence in the ongoing conflict with Kurdish insurgents. Ynet News, June 23, 2010.
The state ceremony marking 43 years since the reunification of Jerusalem by Israel in the 1967 Six-Day War was held May 12th on Jerusalem's Ammunition Hill, as international voices are increasingly calling for territorial concessions to be made in the capital. "We will never divide Jerusalem," declared Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. "We will never let Jerusalem again be a divided, gloomy, and halved city." Ynet News, May 12, 2010.
Russia's energy minister said his country is considering helping Syria build a nuclear reactor for producing energy. The minister made the statements as he accompanied Russian President Dmitry Medvedev on his landmark visit to Damascus. "Cooperation on atomic energy might gain new momentum," Medvedev said in a joint press conference he held with Syrian President Bashar Assad. The curious move came as the Russian leader called for a nuclear weapons-free Middle East. The media line, May 12, 2010.
Israel was invited, along with Slovenia and Estonia, to join the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD, an exclusive economic group now set to consist of 34 members ranging from Sweden to Mexico. The decision culminated a nearly three-year negotiation process with a unanimous vote from the 31 other OECD members. Israel was pleased with the vote, which follows a review process that takes into account OECD standards and expectations for a variety of economic-related areas. Israel Mosaic Radio, May 10, 2010.
Israel was singled out by name in the resolution that ended the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, NPT, review conference, calling for them, along with India and Pakistan, to join the NPT, a move that could force Israel to give up their purported nuclear weapons. The 189 NPT nations also agreed to call for a conference by 2012 on ridding the Middle East of weapons of mass destruction. Israel, which neither confirms nor denies nuclear weapons capability, slammed the resolution. New York Times, May 31, 2010.
Following a record number of tourists for the month of May, Israel has now set records for individual months for six straight months. The Central Bureau of Statistics reported that 309,000 tourists visited Israel in May 2010. That set an all-time record for the month, besting last year by 33% and an improvement of 4% on May 2008. Currently, 2008 holds the record for most tourists in a year, but that record could be topped in 2010. The first 5 months of this year have had 1.4 million tourists visit Israel, 11% more than the same period in 2008. Israel Tourism Ministry, June 15, 2010.
New research has found Jews share a genetic bond with Cypriots and Druze, and confirms the Jewish diaspora maintained a strong DNA continuity despite its long separation from the Middle East, scientists said. The work published in the British journal Nature is part of a wider exploration into human migration based on clusters of tiny differences in the genetic code. The study confirmed the Middle Eastern or Levantine origins of Jews, as documented in ancient Hebrew scriptures. AFP, June 10, 2010.
The ultra-Orthodox, a community of 700,000 who live in isolated enclaves across the country of around 7 million, are Israel's poorest sector. About 60% of the men do not work, instead pursuing state-subsidized religious studies. In keeping with the religious injunction to be fruitful and multiply, ultra-Orthodox families are large, with an average of 7 children. Some 60% of the community lives below the poverty line. Associated Press, June 9, 2010.